Captain Flander, I relieve you, sir.
I stand relieved.
With those words, Navy Captain Frank Mays assumed command of Joint Base Anacostia Bowling, otherwise known as JBAB, the nation's premier joint base. Mays became JBAB's third commander, relieving Navy Captain Anthony T. Calandra, who has led the base since April 2011. JBAB, located in the nation's capital, provides premier base operating support and common services to 48 different military commands, 240 facilities, and 17,500 military, civilian, and contract personnel, plus residents, retirees, and visitors. A Joint Service Honor Guard color set was assisted by the Navy Band's Brass Quintet in presenting and rendering honors to the colors and beginning the ceremony. JBAB Senior Command Chaplain Navy Commander Wes Sloat gave the invocation.
Please provide your richest blessings upon Captain Anthony Calandra while he relinquishes his position as Commander, Joint Base Anacostia Bowling. His fine leadership, dedication, and concern for all personnel has been truly inspiring and leaves a positive, lasting impression upon this command and throughout the National Capital Region. Please empower Captain Mays with wisdom to make sound decisions, courage to meet the busy challenges ahead, and the true heart of a servant as he assumes command. May his personal example provide great inspiration, leading JBAB and our mission partners toward increased honor, courage, and a deep commitment to our duties and one another.
Captain Calandra welcomed distinguished guests, members of the nearby community, mission partners, and members of the JBAB staff and team before introducing the guest speaker.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us here today. I think I can speak for both myself and Captain Mays in saying that we are truly honored to have you all here today. By Navy regulations, this transfer is supposed to be made in the presence of as many members of the command as can be assembled. Now, a ceremony would not be a ceremony without a guest speaker, somebody to officiate. Today, that person is my boss, Admiral Markham K. Rich, the 88th Commandant of Naval District Washington. Admiral Rich is a distinguished naval aviator, a Tomcat Rio with 3,800 plus flight hours and more than 900 carrier landings. It takes a distinct type of courage to put your life on the line and not have a control stick in your hand. I've been there and I've not liked it. I have a very special respect for naval flight officers. They've kept me out of the drink. In the dark of night, they've kept me from being a permanent fixture in the Cascade Mountains, and they've kept me off the ramp. Admiral, I've never flown with you, but you've kept me off the ramp several times during my time here. I'm sure you know what I mean. Okay, without further ado, Rear Admiral Markham K. Rich, the 88th Commandant of Naval District Washington.
Today is more than a celebration. It's more than a renewal of the military tradition of that peaceful change of passing of authority in front of the crew, passing a responsibility from one CO to the next. It's also a chance for the entire Joint Base Anacostia Bowling Installation team to be congratulated on their achievements.
Rich's remarks recognize the leadership, management, and accomplishments of Calandra and the entire JBAB team.
So Ant has had the pleasure of commanding Naval District Washington's only joint installation, integrating Navy and Air Force operational elements into a true joint team that support more than 44 commands, conducting some of the nation's most critical missions, providing a wide range of services to a customer base of nearly 18,000, and that's not including dependents and retirees. He's charged with enabling Navy, Air Force, joint, and interagency partners who are conducting no-fail missions. As if that weren't enough, Ant's time in command has fallen across what is arguably the most challenging fiscal environment in any of our memories. That still wasn't hard enough. He also had to manage through a hurricane, an earthquake, and a derecho. I wasn't there in 2012, so when I first heard this term, I actually had to look it up. But nonetheless, it was a challenge to deal with. And the JBAB team really managed through all those with great success.
The Admiral provided his view of what makes a successful Navy installation.
To be successful, the Navy installation has to support our Navy's operational tenets. Warfighting first, operate forward, and be ready. It's even more complex for a joint base. And I'm going to steal a thought from my Army counterpart, Major General Jeff Buchanan, who is the commander of Military District Washington, who said recently, for a joint base to be successful, the lead service must embrace the culture of the supported service. So the JBAB team also has to understand how they support global reach, global vigilance, and global power, and the needs of their joint mission partners as well. So that's something that I know Ann is very proud of, and justifiably so. You know, Joint Base Anacostia-Bolling does embrace the culture of both services and does it exceptionally well.
Air Force District of Washington Commander, Air Force Major General Sharon Dunbar, commented on her command's partnership with Calandra and JBAB.
Well, the Air Force has had a tremendous partnership with Captain Calandra and JBAB.
Calandra provides more detail on the diversity of its mission partners.
There are 48 individual commands on JBAB, many of which have missions that are no-fail, 24/7, 365 days a year. Even when it's a day off, JBAB is working. We house 4 presidential missions, various headquarters and staff offices, several branches of our law enforcement, intelligence, and national defense assets. All different, but all working together to ensure that each can do its mission.
Admiral Rich explains the foundation of what JBAB does.
3 keys to success in installation management, and that's readiness, stewardship, and community. JBAB's first mission is readiness. They provide readiness, whether it's fire and emergency services, force protection, or being prepared to provide support to civil authorities in response to a natural disaster or other emergency. Their 120-plus products and services also enable the operational readiness of our mission partners, the individual readiness of our sailors, airmen, Marines, soldiers, or government civilians, and the family readiness that lets warfighters in command stay focused on their primary missions. At the end of the day, what JBAB does is all about providing, supporting, or enabling deployment-ready forces, forces with global reach to our combatant commanders, forces that are properly manned, trained, and equipped to further our national security interests around the world.
Stewardship of taxpayer-funded resources and assets is high on a list of what a successful military installation does.
Another important responsibility is to preserve the long-term viability of the resources, including the installations themselves, that are entrusted to our care. The JBAB team understands stewardship, whether it's carefully managing the money spent in operations, or maintaining their equipment and facilities, or preserving and improving the environment where we work, live, and operate, or taking care of the people who do that work. JBAB's partnership with DC Water, for example, helped make the Clean Rivers Initiative come to fruition, or is helping make that initiative come to fruition. And that's one outstanding example of how the JBAB team is managing those resources.
JBAB's relationship with the community in DC's Wards 7 and 8 and the partnership between the community and JBAB to help improve the lives of people in the community is high on the list of priorities for the command.
The JBAB team also exemplifies the concept of community, whether it's establishing an innovative initiative like the Area Coalition for Education Excellence or working with DC government agencies on a myriad of ways to address transportation challenges, whether that's with ferries, buses, trains, parking, or other traffic management issues, or other school partnership programs, and has really laid the foundation for great relationships throughout the community for years to come.
Navy Lieutenant Commander Michael James, JBAB's protocol officer, read a citation awarding the Legion of Merit to Calandra as the Admiral pinned the award on.
The President of the United States takes pleasure in presenting the Legion of Merit to Captain Anthony T. Calandra, United States Navy, for exceptionally meritorious conduct in the performance of outstanding service as commanding officer, Joint Base Anacostia-Bolling, from April 2011 to March 2014. Captain Calandra led his workforce of 1,200 in providing premier service to over 17,500 personnel aboard an installation with 240 facilities and $1.5 billion in assets. His end-to-end training concept prepared his team to safely manage the installation through a 5.8 magnitude earthquake, Hurricane Irene, an exceptionally destructive complex of thunderstorms, and to provide life-saving support during the Navy Yard shooting, plus aftercare to survivors. He improved the material condition of base facilities and enhanced services in leading the flawless execution of $83 million worth of renovations. By his dynamic direction, keen judgment, and loyal devotion to duty, Captain Calandra reflected great credit upon himself and upheld the highest traditions of the United States Naval Service. For the President, signed, W.D. French, Vice Admiral, United States Navy, Commander, Navy Installations Command.
Thank you, Admiral. I wasn't expecting that. I don't have one of these, so it's a nice addition. I'm very grateful for the award. I wish I had earned it, but like many awards that I've received, It's the team that earned it, not me.
Calandra then recognized the accomplishments of his team of 1,200 JBAB personnel.
For the 1,000 or so under my charge, it's their job to keep this all running smoothly, and they have, despite earthquakes, hurricanes, those two were in the same week, by the way, a derecho, which for Navy guys is called a squall line, but it was the most severe squall line of thunderstorms ever recorded. Snowstorms, more snowstorms, additional snowstorms. Seriously, I've never been so proud of a team to come together when they needed to.
The Admiral concluded his remarks by expressing his amazement of how well the Navy replaces its departing leaders.
Fortunately, the one thing that never ceases to amaze me is the Navy's ability to replace a great sailor, a great chief petty officer, or a commanding officer, really anybody. Despite how irreplaceable someone seems, we always manage to find somebody to take their place and themselves become just as irreplaceable, maybe with a completely different approach, but we always keep getting the job done. And I'm happy to report the Navy has selected another outstanding officer to take the reins behind Tony Calandra, and that's Captain Frank Mays.
Following his relief of Calandra as JBAB commander and reporting to Admiral Rich for duty as the new commander, Captain Mays made his initial remarks.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Clyde Franklin Mays, Jr., commanding officer, Joint Base Anacostia-Bowling.
Ant, thanks for hanging over this world-class organization. Your steadfast leadership here over the past 3 years is something I look to emulate. Men and women of Joint Base Anacostia-Bowling, it's an honor to take command of the nation's premier joint base and the installation of choice in the National Capital Region. Captain Calandra has handed over a top-notch organization that is fully engaged and responsive to our mission partners, base residents, and the local community, which, with an eye towards servant leadership, I plan to continue.
Mays, directly addressing JBAB's personnel, said,
"Let there be no doubt, our country and base have been through some challenging times. I believe with the proper leadership and focus on communication up and down the chain, we can continue to make our way through it. I plan to foster an inclusive environment of excellence that will lay a foundation for both your personal and professional success. We all come from many backgrounds, but we are one team with one mission, and I am truly humbled by the opportunity to be your skipper and look forward to getting around and meeting each and every one of you."
JBAB's new commander comments on the success of the ceremony and the results of its planning.
The ceremony went off without a hitch, and it was good to do a countdown, if you will, of Captain Calandra's time here at JBAB, Joint Base Anacostia-Bowling, as he's done some spectacular things, and it was good to hear about that.
James, one of the lead planners for the ceremony, agreed.
I think the event went really well. I mean, obviously, any successful event is a team effort, and I think everybody involved, starting with Lieutenant Commander Evans, chiefs, and the master sergeants here on base, did a really great job in making sure that the ceremony went smoothly. I mean, we're sad to see the old commander go, but we're really happy to have a new commanding officer on board.
James and Navy Commander Rich Evans, JBAB's administrative officer, were just two of the members of the team that helped ensure the success of the ceremony. JBAB's bowling club catering manager, Aurelia Glenn, describes what other team members do behind the scenes for a ceremony or event held at the club.
They set this event up actually yesterday, so it probably took them maybe 3 hours to get this all together. Last minute details are done the day of the event, and there again, 2 hours prior to. They come in, they vacuum, we check the chairs, make sure there's no dust, microphones, AV equipment, everything in place and working as it should.
The club's assistant manager, Evelyn Allen, reveals the secret behind the club's ability to continually and successfully execute flawless ceremonies for dignitaries at the very highest levels of the Pentagon and for smaller events hosted by individual military and civilian members.
It takes a whole teamwork to do an event like this.
JBAB chaplain, Father Lawrence Smith, gave the benediction, bringing the ceremony to a close, while the Navy Band Brass Quintet played softly in the background.
Lord, we ask your blessing on all of us gathered here today. Be with us in our work and in our homes. Bless our families, our friends, and our colleagues. Bless those whom we serve and those we protect upon the seas, in the air, and on the shore. Guide the sailors, soldiers, and airmen, the Marines, Coast Guardsmen, and civilians of JBAB, Lord, as they go about their daily work. Keep them and those they serve safe, both ashore, at sea, and in the air. We especially ask your blessing today upon Captain Mays and his family. Protect them and guide them in their life together. And we ask your blessing upon Captain Calandra and his family as they begin this new phase in their life together with new responsibilities and new challenges in the wilds of D.C., across the river, and at the Navy Yard.
the official party and guests then enjoyed the brass quintet's expert musicianship as they departed the ceremony. Reporting from Joint Base Anacostia Bowling, I'm Joe Cerrone, Joint Base Anacostia Bowling Public Affairs.